Welcome to the French Made Easy podcast, where I give you all the basics you need to speak French clearly and confidently. I'm your host, Mathilde, and I'm a French teacher, mompreneur, and bread and cheese lover. Join me as I dive into all things French for beginners and deliver to you bite-sized, easy-to-follow lessons every Tuesday. Let's get started. On commence. Hello everyone, bonjour tout le monde, welcome back to the French Made Easy podcast. This is episode number 96, numéro 96. In this episode, we will talk about the difference between definite, indefinite and partitive articles. In simpler words and not using grammar jargon, we'll talk about the difference between un gâteau, a cake, le gâteau, the cake and du gâteau, some cake. So really this episode is about the main differences between definite, indefinite and partitive articles as they are not interchangeable. And if you have no idea what they are, it's all good, but then you need to dive a little bit deeper and check out episodes 11, 12 and 28 before listening to this lesson. And as always, if you are new to the podcast, make sure you have your lessons cheat sheet in front of you during the lesson. After the lesson, head over to the French Made Easy library to practice what you've learned today. All the links are in the episode notes. All right, so let's start with the definite article. French definite articles are the equivalent of the in English. For recap, they are le, la, L with an apostrophe, and les. If you need more detail on the definite articles, go back to episode number 11. Now, we use definite articles to indicate something or someone specific or already identified. So previously identified in context or, well, in the actual sentence. So, for example, I'm eating the cake that was in the fridge. Je mange le gâteau qui était dans le frigo. I'm eating the cake that was in the fridge. Je mange le gâteau qui était dans le frigo. I'm not talking about eating any cake. I'm talking about eating the particular cake that was in the fridge, the cake. The cake is specific and identified. So that's why we use a definite article, the. Je mange le gâteau qui était dans le frigo. Let's move on to indefinite articles. So French indefinite articles are the equivalent of a or an or some in the plural in English. So for recap, they are un, une and des. Again, if you need more info on the indefinite article, then go back to episode number 12. Now, we use indefinite articles to indicate something or someone non-specific or non-identified yet. So for example, I'm eating a cake. Je mange un gâteau. I'm eating a cake. Je mange un gâteau. I'm talking about eating a cake. I don't specify what particular cake I'm eating. It might be the one from the fridge, but it might not be. So it's not specific and it hasn't been identified yet. So that's why we use an indefinite article. Je mange un gâteau. Now let's talk about the partitive article. So French partitive articles are the equivalent of some or even any in English. For recap, they are du, dit with an apostrophe, de la, and des. Now attention, some and any are often omitted in English, right? But the French equivalent cannot be omitted most of the time, like 99% of the time. And we use partitive articles to indicate a portion of something or a quantity that cannot be counted. So let me give you an example. I'm eating cake. Je mange du gâteau. I'm eating cake is also, I'm eating some cake. So some is omitted here. I'm eating some cake. I'm eating cake. Je mange du gâteau. I'm talking about eating only a portion of the cake, not the whole cake, right? I'm not telling you specifically the quantity of cake that I'm eating. So that's why I have to use the partitive article du. Je mange du gâteau. So there you go. That is the difference between the definite, the indefinite, and the partitive articles. Let me give you a recap from that lesson. French definite articles are the equivalent of the in English. They indicate something or someone specific or already identified. Je mange le gâteau qui était dans le frigo. French indefinite articles are the equivalent of a or un or some in the plural in English. They indicate something or someone non-specific or non-identified yet. Je mange un gâteau. French partitive articles are the equivalent of some in English. They indicate a portion of something or a quantity that cannot be counted. Je mange du gâteau. Et voilà, that is the end of today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it and I'll chat with you in the next lesson where we will actually learn expressions of quantities. So useful when you don't want to use the partitive article and you need to be a little bit more specific than just saying some cake, for example. All right, thank you so much for listening. I'll chat with you next time. À bientôt. Bye. Hey, before you go, I just wanted to let you know that if you are struggling with forming complete sentences in French, I'm excited to announce my brand new French Made Easy 28-day grammar challenge. The challenge starts on May 1st and it is designed to help you create better sentences in French with daily prompts and personalized feedback from me. So if you are what I call a forever beginner and you want to build better sentences in French, this challenge is perfect for you. So click the link inside the podcast notes if you are interested to find out more. We start on May 1st. À bientôt. Bye.